We continue with the Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, continuous Siman Resh Mem Beis, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch had said that one who is in such a dire financial situation that they can only afford to have bread and water for two meals, for them we say that it's better for them to make Shabbos like the week and not rely on other people financially. And yet the Mishnah Berurah comments that if someone in that situation has potential collateral that they can use, then they should try and borrow money, take out a loan from someone else, so that they too can be mekayim this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Al kein tzarich litzamtzem b'shar yamim kedei lechaber haShabbos. Therefore, one should spend less money during the week, so that they will have more money to spend for Shabbos, to be mekayim this mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah adds a seemingly quizzical comment, where he says, we know the Gemara tells us, kol mezonosof shel adam ksuvin lo m'Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. All the money, food that someone is going to have for the year is already allotted to them a set amount at the previous Rosh Hashanah. Chutz me'atzal Shabbos v'yantif otzal zvanov l'salma Torah. Excluded from this is money which is spent on Shabbos and Yantif, or money which is spent on educating your children in Torah. So if that's the case, it's unclear why we would say that one has to spend less money during the week so that they will have more money to spend on Shabbos, if the money that we spend on Shabbos really isn't related at all to the money that we spend during the week. No matter how much money we spend on Shabbos, it won't affect how much money we have during the week, which is allotted to us on the previous Rosh Hashanah. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim, what exactly is included in Hotel Shabbos and Yantif? Is it only food? Is it anything that is for Kavod Shabbos? Flowers that you buy to make the table beautiful? Air conditioning that you use to make yourself more comfortable, which could also be considered Kavod or Oneg Shabbos? Is that included also in Hotel Shabbos, that if we spend money on that, that won't be taken out of the money that we will be able to spend during the week? She'im mosif mosif in lo. The more we spend, the more money we'll get for those things. It's a discussion in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah then continues that one is allowed to be lova beribis. You can borrow money with interest in order to have enough money for Suda Shabbos or Suda Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah himself thinks that this only means to borrow money beribis from a non-Jew or from a Jew with a heteriska. And the Shaar Tzion, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rabbu, says that it's even mutter to borrow money with a ribis, which is only aser midrabanan, but the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. And the Mishnah Berurah then continues and says that if somebody sent you food specifically to be used on Shabbos, to be eaten on Shabbos, Sefer Chassidim says you should make sure to only eat it on Shabbos and not eat it during the week, potentially even if there are leftovers. Shulchan Aruch then continues, Mitakanas Ezra sheyu mechapsim begadim mechamishi b'Shabbos v'nei kvod haShabbos. Ezra made a takana that one should wash, do laundry on Thursday mipnei kavod Shabbos, to be mekayim this mitzvah of kavod Shabbos as well. The Mishnah Berurah comments that this means that we should have nice, clean clothing for Shabbos. You shouldn't wear the same dirty clothing every Shabbos. You should wear nice, clean clothing, freshly laundered, for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that there are really two potential reasons. The poskim say there are two potential explanations for this takana. Was the takana that it should only be done, that the laundry should specifically be done on Thursday, or was it that it should not be done on Friday? The Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't do the laundry on Friday because you're supposed to be doing other preparations for Shabbos, and if you're busy all day doing laundry, you're not going to be able to do the appropriate preparations for Shabbos. The obvious nafka mina would be, nowadays, when we have washing machines, so laundry doesn't take so much time, so even if we do laundry on Erev Shabbos, we'll still have plenty of time for other preparations for Shabbos. So we say that the takana no longer applies. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that there is definitely what to rely on to allow us to do laundry on Erev Shabbos. It's definitely a discussion in the poskim, and it relates to the issue of batla tam, batla takana. Do we say that once the reason for a takana no longer applies, that the takana no longer applies as well? This has many ramifications, and it's unclear when we say it and when we don't, but over here would seem to be a situation where we would say that now that the reason no longer applies, that takana no longer applies as well, and we would be allowed to do laundry on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah continues, Noagin lalash kedei shir chala v'bayis, the minhag is that we make challahs for Shabbos enough to perform this mitzvah of hafrashas challah, and those challahs are the ones that we use on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are really two reasons for this minhag of making challah for Shabbos. One is because it itself is kavod Shabbos, to have nice challahs, tasty challahs for Shabbos, and the other is to be mekayim the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. Because Shabbos was the day that Adam HaRishon was created, and he was considered Chalaso Shalolam, so we do Hafreshas Challah on Erev Shabbos. Nafkamina between these two reasons, one, Nissan Karela points out that one Nafkamina is when you should make these Challahs. Can you do it on Thursday night? If it's mitam kavod Shabbos, so you could do it on Thursday night. But if the whole reason is to perform this mitzvah of Refresh Haschala because Erev Shabbos was the day that Adam Arishon was created, then you would have to specifically make those challahs on Erev Shabbos. Another nafkamina is, if you're not going to make Kadeshir challah, if it's mitam Hafresh Haschala, so there's no reason to do it. But if it's mitam kavod Shabbos, so you can be mekayim this mitzvah of kavod Shabbos just by making challahs, even if you don't make enough to be mafresh challah. So therefore, it's important to remember that even if, since both reasons are true, even if you're not going to make enough challah to be mafresh challah, it is still a good thing to do to make challahs for Shabbos to be mekayim this mitzvah of kavod Shabbos and yantif. Mishnah Berurah continues and says that even those who are nohik to eat pas palter, bread which is made by non-Jewish bakeries during the week, they should still be makbid on Shabbos to have only pas Yisrael, only bread which was made by a Jew. The Be'er Halacha has an interesting comment where he says, Bavonoseinu Arabim, it's so sad that nowadays people buy challahs from bakeries and they're pogim in Kavod Shabbos. But Rav Elyashiv points out that if to you the bakery's challahs are tastier than the challahs that you're going to make, so then it's not a pogam in Kavod Shabbos. Rather, that in itself is Kavod Shabbos, because that's what's good for you. That's what makes your Shabbos better. Finishing up, the Rama says, Yesha kasu shav mixas makomos nagu lecho muya such a korn pashtida b'lel Shabbos, zecher laman shayim mechusa lamala ulamata. There are some places where they have a minug to eat a special food which had two layers of dough and meat in between, as a zecher laman, but the Rama did not see anybody who was choshesh for this.